Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
We're going to get into the Word today, and we're on this series. If you have not been following with us, we're on this series that's called All In. And I'll try to take my time with this message because, as I mentioned, as Tremaine and I came up to do prayer, I'm praying that we go deep in our walk with God. It's pretty exciting to say I'm going all in, you know, like, high five your neighbor, tell them you're going all in, you know, like put it on Facebook and say, I'm going all in, you know, we got a bumper sticker. But how do you maintain that? Like, it cannot just be an event. It cannot just be a moment. This of what we're talking about is a lifestyle of always going in. But there will be obstacles and there will be different things that try to slow us down. So how do you stay consistent? How do you maintain your pace with God and don't give up? Amen. So if I can say that to you right now, right where you are. So this is between you and God. And I am saying to you, do not give up. Hey, I started reading my Bible consistently. Then I fell off for a week. Get back on. Hey, I started praying very intensely, and then I fell off for a few days. Get back on. Hey, I started going to church, but then I missed something. Get back on. Right. So you can. It's not like the space of God is this the size of this stage here. Like if I go too far out, I'm too far, and God can't get me. Please know this. Wherever we are in our life, God can reach you. Amen? Wherever you are never out of the reach of God. The challenge is, do we respond to his reach? Do we respond to his unctioning? Do we respond to his direction? And as the praise team was singing, and sometimes I need to write down what I hear when you guys are singing because sometimes it opens up my ears. But the song, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Yep. Come fill this place and fill the atmosphere. Our heart, I think, is what I long for, something like that. You know, it's God is here. But do you realize that he can be here and you not feel him? And that can be mind blowing, but it's true that you can be in his presence, but not feel his presence. You can be amongst his voice, but not hear his voice. His healing, his power, his love can be hovering, and I miss it. And a lot of times, it's because I'm scattered. Like mentally, my mind, my emotions, my desires, my attention is scattered. So what worship does, praise and worship, is calling all of us, the individual person, my mind, my will, my emotions, all that, my body, everything, is calling me to the place so that God can speak to me. But if during worship I remain scattered, if you guys can kind of see this, like my mind is out in the parking lot, my desires is at home, my emotions are somewhere else, and physically I'm here, but I'm not here. And worship is, it's kind of the title of what we're doing for our fellowship thing. It is me calling myself to the table so that the Father can speak to me. Amen? I pray that you guys are seeing that. And so what we do is, what usually keeps us scattered is that I have so much going on that is fitting in between me as a person, and worship is, if I need to give my desires and give my cares and my worries and my anxieties and all of that, God, help me with my thinking right now. God, I give this situation to you right now. God, I yield to this area. And the more that I begin to let go of different things, it brings me into the room where God wants to speak to me. It's the example of the parent downstairs, and they say this: I need everybody downstairs right now. Now, if you have some children that are obedient, you will hear this. And they will be running over each other to get downstairs because they heard the voice of the parent. But a lot of times what happens is God is saying to us, William, I need all of you downstairs in the living room sitting down right now. Well, Lord, I ain't got time for that. I need to finish one more thing and then I'll be there, God. And now it's 6 o'clock at night, and God is still waiting because he is patient. I need for you to pray. Jesus says, I just stay awake with me and pray just for 1 hour, right? And how many times is God calling us to the living room, to sit down, to sit like Mary did at the feet of Jesus? But we are so busy and we are so scattered that it is hard for us to come to where he is telling us to be at, because we may not have time. And so part of going all in is I'm bringing all of me in. Don't leave any part of you outside. Well, that part of me ain't too good. Bring it on in. That part of me, I don't know if I can handle. Bring it on in. And what do I mean by that? Every time you're in prayer, every time you're reading the Bible, every time you come to church, you say, we all going. Don't leave no aspect of who you are at home sitting on the couch playing a video game. For those that game. Or catching up or binge watching. Tell son, we all gone. Well, go. What am I going to wear? Come on. You ever say that to yourself? What am I going to wear? It's like, I just got off work. I'm tired. I got work tomorrow. The kids. That's all of us giving ourselves excuses for not coming here and being all in. Am I down your street? Down all of our street. So, where is God challenging us to go all in? And wherever you are, because it's personal, please. Your neighbor may say, well, during this time of all in, I'm waking up 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm praying for like 15 minutes. And you're kind of like, should I do that? You do what you know going to get you all in. You start where you are. Don't pull a muscle trying to run a race that you're not supposed to be in. But you know why? Because you are going to get frustrated trying to do it like somebody else, and you're going to be on the sideline. And I start where you are. Start where you are and go from there. Amen? If you say King James Version of the Bible is too deep for me and I can't do that, then don't read it. Well, that's the one that they said is... Read the version of the Bible that is going to help you. And so in line with this, look at this translation of this scripture on this screen. How many people ever heard of this translation? Right? J.B. Phillips, New Testament. Who J.B.? Growing up in the city of Chester, we had a cousin named J.B. And every time J.B. came around, people would be like, hiding. But we don't want to hide from the scripture. So I shared this scripture several times, Luke 9:23. But I found this translation because I'm trying to go deeper and make it more simple so that we can understand it. This is like our theme scripture for, you know, all in. So Jesus is speaking, and he spoke this to them all. He says, if anyone wants to follow, I love this, in my footsteps. He must give up all, they must give up all, write to themselves, carry their cross every day, and keep close behind me. So, the idea is that in my life, I want to be following in the footsteps of Jesus. So, in other words, when God is leading my life, he is showing me what direction to take. In my life, I am trying my best to walk in what I see him leading me in. The kids, amazing demonstration. I'm going to use the ice cream truck, right? You know, like, y'all hear that? You know, it's like the ice cream truck. Oh, man. Lord, I pray that the ice cream truck stop right in front of my door, right? And then he come out. And so God says, you have what you say. And he steps out, and the ice cream truck is right there. And he's able to walk in it. But how many of you know sometimes it don't happen that easy? Lord, I pray that the ice cream truck will stop right in, man, I'm using his sermon. I may have to, you know, give him all, you know, the ice cream truck stop right in, look, he out there. The ice cream truck stop right in front of my door. And I come out, man, I got to get to the story of Abraham so I can show this. And I come out, God, what's it doing down there? And in this moment, I've got to decide, do I want what I want bad enough to go get it? Or do I go back in the house and say, I'm done? But if I can follow the footsteps of God, right? I know speaking of Jesus, but let's bring it current, being led by his spirit. If I can follow his footsteps, I can get to where it is my heart desire is if it aligns with God's will for my life. But many times, it's God, I want this ice cream truck to stop. And when we don't see it immediately, we give up. So I want to speak to the heart of somebody just in this moment. You're praying for something and you see it. You see it. You can picture this. I'm using it. The ice cream truck. You can picture it. And you can see yourself walking up to the thing and saying, I want a rocket. What's that one? Red, white, and blue thing. I want one of those. Right? Like, I want one of those. I want an ice cream sandwich. Whatever it is. I want one of those things. And all that. And you got enough money for it and all that. But you get to the destination where you ask God to drop off the ice cream truck and it ain't there. What are you going to do? Do you still trust God to get there? Or will you walk away and go back in the house? And God is saying, the desire, I know I'm using this and it's funny, but the desire that you have to get that might be a desire that God gave you. But just because you cannot touch it immediately does not mean that God does not want you to have it. And so the same God that you pray to will be the same one that's going to lead you and show you how to get there. Amen? And so he is saying, in order to follow my footsteps, you are going to have to give up your right. Man, I like to put it this way. The things that we think is right, sometimes we got to give it up. I know it's right. I know it's right. Like what, Kurt, I said stop at whatever the address is. I said stop here. I know that's right. But sometimes God is saying you're in the vicinity of right, but you're not right. But sometimes if we hold on, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And if we become stubborn, we miss God. And I cannot follow in his footsteps if I'm so stubborn and I won't move. Maybe that was right a year ago, but maybe today it's not right. And God is saying, you're going to have to let go of some of your rights. Well, gosh darn it, some of us, we'll stand on tables and chairs. I know I'm right. And we're talking to God. Because he's the one trying to lead us to right. And we're saying, no, I'm right. And we're playing tug of war with God. And after a while, you know what he's going to do? My grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in weakness. I got you. I won't let you fall. I want you to, but I'm not going to sit here and fight with you over what's right for you. So if God says we should always pray, and we say, well, I don't know how to pray, and God's like, what do you mean? Right is just talk to me. But we say, but when I was growing up, right was you had to be in a certain place. You had to be down on your knees. You had to go through all this. Father, please forgive me. And it had to be this long prayer. And Jesus talks about it like, hey, like the people that pray all like that, you got your reward already. So God is not, sometimes maybe that helped us grow in our relationship with God, but is it possible that God is trying to get us to a different place, but we keep holding on to what was right rather than seeking him and saying, what is right now? Follow his footsteps, carry our cross, our challenges, and keep, and I said this last week, the imagery, close behind him. Lord, I know you won't leave me nor forsake me, but like the woman with the issue of blood, I'm coming and I'm going to grab the hem of your garment every moment that I can, Lord. I will not let you go. Amen? Amen. So this scripture goes deeper in Proverbs 14:12. Just to reiterate this. There is a way which seems right to a man or a woman, and it appears to be straight, but its end is the way of death. So just reiterating the fact that sometimes we believe that our right is right, like my way is right, but we got to look. What if Jesus says, follow my footsteps, and then I'm following God, and all of a sudden I start going this way? And he's like, where are you going? And you say to God, I'm going the right way. He's like, who told you that was right? That might have been right before, but is it right now? And that might be right for them, but is it right for you? You can only get that by hearing what God is saying. Amen? Amen. So lean in to what he is saying. I'm sure you've heard the scripture before, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. But please get it in your heart to the point where you can just speak it. Like, just. And there's different translations, right? So you might be familiar with the King James Version. Can y'all say this with me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge, and he will. Man, let me tell you something. That scripture will keep you focused. That every time you want to go off, God, I trust in God, right? I trust you, God, with all my heart. And then I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, every way that I know how, I acknowledge you. And when I posture myself with that trust, leaning not to my own understanding, acknowledging you, I set myself up to be directed by you. Y'all see that? So let's go on to the life of Abram. So that was like a teaching moment for all the people that don't come to Bible study. Let's look at this. So Abram, his family, they lived in this place called the Ur of the Chaldeans. So they leave this place. Terah, who is the father, takes Abram, Sarai, who was married to Abram, and then Lot, who is the nephew. And they're headed, if you were here last week, you remember this demonstration. They're headed towards Canaan. But they settle in this in-between place, Haran, Canaan. They leave They settle in Haran instead of going to Canaan. And while they are there, Terah, who is the father, dies. Now, in Haran, Genesis 12:1, the Lord had said to Abram, you remember this part if you were here last week, I need you to get away from your country that you came from. I need for you to get away from your relatives. And I need you to get away from your father's house and go to a land or go to a place that I am going to show you. So last week we ended it this way, that we've got to move. We can't say I'm going all in and not do anything. Listen, something has to change. Can y'all say that with me? Just say it to yourself. Something has to change. I can't say, like, Alicia, I'm going all in. Or Tremaine, I'm going all in. Right. But I don't change anything about what I'm doing. And so all in, meaning that I must move and I must make an action. I also need to check my community. Who are you hanging out with? And this doesn't mean that we have to just disown people. But do you realize that some people can have more of an influence on you than you do on them? And if you're in the midst of that and you start saying within yourself, I'm going all in, but they ain't going all in. Why are you doing all that? Why are you acting so deep? So we've got to check our community. We've got to check our crowd. There were so many moments when Jesus would do something and he would just slip away through the crowd. Because he was like, I know y'all heart and I'm not trying to get caught up. So please, during this time, check your crowd. And that is in person and online. Come on, check your community. Are y'all ready to go all? You got to check your community. Check what you are watching. This is the Father's house. This is the area of dwelling. Where are you dwelling? Where are you dwelling? Where are you dwelling? Are you just sitting here and you're sitting and you're just taking it in? But I guess now we got devices. Nobody got cable and stuff nowadays. And I'm just taking it in. I'm taking it in. And for anybody that tells you that certain movies and shows don't shift your heart, it's a lie. That certain songs don't shift your atmosphere, it is a lie. Come on, y'all. I remember my early days of wanting to live my life the best way that I knew how without God. There were certain songs that would shift my disposition. Anybody know about the Gangster Lean? Okay, y'all don't, so let me describe it to you. It is when you're in your vehicle and your seat does not naturally lean. I don't know if is it this way or that way. But you naturally lean because it's your song that's on. And you even have to shift your mirror because down here you can't see. And I don't even know if the mirror is really helping. But with me growing up, I remember there were certain songs that would come on the radio. And all of a sudden, a young man that was driving, what do you call that, whatever this thing, you know, driving like this, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, that's my song. Because the atmosphere or the attitude of that song was shifting my atmosphere and my attitude. So if you're saying, I'm going all in, but I'm going to hold on to that whole playlist that I know that shifts me all the way over here, you're going to have a hard fight. You know, I did something when I first gave my life to Christ. I spent a lot of money on CDs. There was this thing you'd like give a 99 cent or a dollar or something like that. You used to get all these CDs and stuff. And I had to go out back. This was early days. CD. Some people are like, what is a CD? It's a compact disc. But I remember going out back in the yard and I opened up the trash can and I threw them CDs down. Boys the Men and Jodeci and all of that. Y'all don't know who those people are. Because y'all been saved all y'all life, right? And I took the trash can top and I slammed it on there. Because for me, those songs had such a strong grip on me, I had to physically destroy the evidence, to help me not go back, because I wanted to go all in for God. And those songs had a grip on me. They had a grip on me. And I can be praying in one moment, and then here we go, till the end of the road. And I can't, God, I can't let go. And God is saying, I got you, I got you. But it's like, but Lord. So what I'm saying is that sometimes we're doing this to ourselves. Check your community. Check your dwelling. Because wherever you dwell is where you're going to go. Whatever gets down in your heart on a consistent basis is where you're going to go. And in the midst of whatever it is, challenges, you're going to go back to it. So what God is saying right now, and I know a lot of y'all, you can see the stuff right now, possibly in your life, that God might be saying, all right, that's good, that's good, that's good. But you need to work on this area, because it's not that God cannot handle that. It's we can't. We can't. We cannot. And what happens many times is that we will go one step, two step, three step. And because we didn't get rid of something here, it pulls us off. You don't get back to the starting area. That is a lie from the enemy. So if you're here today and you're saying, I've made some good progress, but then I messed up, the enemy would say that you're way back here. You are not. You've drifted, but you're not back at the starting line. Please hear that for somebody. You have made progress. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're back at the starting line. You're not. You are not. Because God's grace is what's keeping you where you left off. Amen. So whatever you did to get here, get back to it. Like, don't act like it didn't work. Brother, sister, it worked. You just got tripped up a little bit. Get back and keep going. It's like what I'm trying to do right now is literally I'm trying to pull some people back on track, because you've been telling yourself that I'm so far off that I don't even know if it's worth trying to go all in. It is. You are not where you used to be. You are not where you used to be. And let me be a reminder from God to tell you that to your face. You are not where you used to be. Now you have to believe it. And every time the enemy comes with a lie and say, you're too far off, you tell him, no, God loves me. God's with me. I got this with God. Start talking back to yourself. We talk back to everybody else. Talk back to yourself. There used to be a time where if you were talking to yourself and somebody saw you, they would call you crazy. Now they think you're just talking in the earpiece. So if you're not confident enough to be driving down the street and praying, just put an earpiece in there so that the person next to you think that you're talking on your phone. And I'm saying, I'm joking, but I am so serious. Because some of us are so worried about what people think that we will hold up our spiritual growth in God because we don't want to look crazy. Can I say this to you? Go on, look crazy. Go on, look crazy. You trying to maintain your sanity around crazy people. Lose your mind in God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Stop trying to hold on so much that you're driving yourself crazy. Be free. I'm afraid if I be free, I won't maintain it. That's where the grace of God comes in. It's not about perfection. It's about consistency. Stay consistent. Stay persistent. Amen? Amen. Wow. We'll finish this message next week. If you want to read ahead, read Genesis 12, 1 through 9. So next week when we come in and we talk about some things, you can be like, I was studying that. Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 9, where Abram is now moving. He's obedient to God and he is moving. And things is happening. Genesis 12, 1 through 9. So first, are you ready to go all in? And it's almost the question that we ask, do you trust God? So answer that question within you. And even if you responded last week, answer it in you again. Answer it all the time. Yep, I'm all in. Jesus went all the way for me. I'm going to go all the way for him. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I know that he is with me. I'm not going to let go of him. I'm going to follow in his footsteps. Whatever it is that I think is right, if it's standing in the way, God help me to let it go. Let it go, little by little, God, help me to let it go. This is not just a month of the May dedication. This is a lifestyle, God. Give me the strength to sustain me to keep moving in this path of letting it go. But you got to move. You got to make an action. And I'm going to say this piece again. Check your community. Check your surroundings. Please. Check it. Check it. Y'all seeing it right now? I hope you're seeing it. Okay, I probably need to unfollow that. I need to not answer that. Oh, they asked me to come over tonight. Probably shouldn't do it. We're about to go on, and I'm just giving you scenarios. We're about to go on vacation. We're going to go on a cruise. And on this cruise, we're going. And God's like, you better check your community. You can go on that cruise. But you already know what you're about to get into. And it's going to go against everything that God is pushing in you. So if you're going to go on the cruise, don't act crazy. Check your dwelling. Check your dwelling is the deep part. Because what indwells in us sometimes is deep-rooted. Because for Abram, he said, leave your father's house. So what are some things that might be deep-rooted that might take some time to pull up? But along this journey, go on, pull it up. But don't leave that hole empty. Fill it with the word of God. And so if it's negative thoughts, pull it up. But fill it with Tremaine, she prayed, shared earlier. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. This is going to sound a little interesting as I say it. This was a good message. It's like the preacher said this was a good message. But the reason why is because it was like a conversation. And I was like, what did he preach from? Genesis 11, a little bit of 11, a little bit of 12. And he encouraged us to read some more of the scriptures as well. So on this Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to the mothers. On this day in the month of May, the weather is getting nice and we're feeling good. If you're feeling good, now is a really good time to go all in. Because the season will change. And I'm speaking naturally as well as spiritually. So, if it's a good time. So when the season shift, you have something to reap from. Sow the word. Sow worship. Sow praise. Keep coming to church. Keep fellowshipping. So that when challenges come, I got something to feed off of. But in this time, this is a double negative, I think, that I'm about to say. But y'all get what I'm saying. Don't not do anything. You got to do something.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.